Summit County Sheriff Dave Edmonds has heard rumors that the thousands of Rainbow Gathering followers will be returning to Summit County early next month, but he hasn't had any confirmation of that.
I think it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that they are coming to northern Utah. I just don't know that anybody knows exactly where yet.
The group's website says that the gathering will take place July 1st through the 7th in Nevada or Utah, but not where the gathering was held back in 2003, at a remote location just off the Mirror Lake Highway in the Uinta Mountains near Wyoming. The gathering then was at an elevation high enough that it snowed, making for some miserable conditions. According to an email that was forwarded to KPCW that had been sent to a former participant, the Spring Council this week is making and inhabiting a staging area in the Uinta National Forest near Current Creek, just outside of Heber City. The group is meeting to scout out and decide on a final site for 2014. Utah's first Rainbow Gathering happened in 2003, which was Sheriff Edmonds' first year on the job. Without any firsthand knowledge of the gathering, he didn't know what to expect. Despite the numbers, though, he says the gathering went, for the most part, smoothly.
I think, generally speaking, at the gathering, it was, for the most part, nonviolent, but we did have a few negative interactions with them. And, you know, mostly it was around, there was an assault that took place on a Forest Service officer. Someone threw a stone at the Forest Service officer and he had to be hospitalized. And then there was also a death, apparently from an overdose, that originally they were reluctant to give us access to conduct our death investigation. But when we met with the leaders of the group, we were able to get access. But yeah, other than that, it was generally speaking fairly benign.
The annual controversy of where the gathering goes is that any event with more than a certain number of people requires a Forest Service permit. But the Rainbow family claims they have no leaders or hierarchy to sign a permit, which frustrates the Forest Service, but they don't evict them. The group says their gathering is a peaceful assembly on public lands, which is their constitutional right. For Edmonds, the biggest problems came getting the crowds in and out of the gathering site.
Once they're at the gathering, they seem to be somewhat confined. It's the prelude to the gathering as they're coming through towns, whether it be Heber City or Park City or Evanston. We had issues last time, the prelude to the gathering, and then once they disperse, that's where more of the problems seem to come in. With theft at local grocery stores and convenience stores, there were some, some issues related to hygiene, in food establishments as well. So that seems to be the bigger problem.
If what he heard is true, that the gathering is now attracting a younger crowd, he says there could be more problems this year.
I have heard, and it's just anecdotal for me, but I understand that the group has changed somewhat from the standpoint that in 2003 there were a lot of older participants, people in their 50s and even 60s, and nowadays they have a younger generation, which I understand they tend to be a little more standoffish with law enforcement.
That's Summit County Sheriff Dave Edmonds. As to what's planned during the gathering, the email says July 4th will dawn in silence in prayer for peace. The silence will continue through the morning through the peace prayer circle. Then about noon, the silence will be broken with a big ohm of thousands of voices. Music and dancing will start with a parade of kids and the party ensues. However, rules say no fireworks, alcohol, or electricity allowed at the gathering. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.